Yo, what up, y'all? It's your boy Sean McGill. I'm back again with another episode for In the Hills Podcast. And you know, this episode is a very, very special episode to me because this episode right here is dedicated to no other than the number one rap artist. Man, rest in peace, DMX. You will be missed. We love you. And the game will never be the same without you here. So let's all take a moment of silence for the legend, for the mastermind, for the one and only DMX. All right, with that being said, today we got a good show. It's dedicated to the boy DMX. So it's only right that we talk about him for a bit, talk about his legacy, talk about what he meant to me, and go from there. All right? So, DMX, he's probably one of the most influential rappers in the game. He's never going to be forgotten. To me, he has a real big impact on me because he's always told me that I can say whatever I want, do whatever I want, and to not care what people think. The one thing about DMX that I think everybody's going to miss is that he did whatever he wanted. He moved however he wanted to move. He said whatever he wanted to say. And on top of that, he always gave praise to the Most High. So that's what I really, really appreciated about that man. And I learned so much from him. I never met him, but I learned so much from his YouTube videos, his movies, his music. He really did influence the culture. And he stood on his own two feet when I would say rap was at the all-time high. You have Jay-Z, Nas, Big Pun, Eminem, 50 Cent. Who else? There's so many people. Dre, Biggie, Busta Rhymes. All of them were out at that time when DMX was out. And he stood on his own two feet. He started the Rough Riders label. And he was just smashing cats. He had me in Beverly Hills trying to get Rough Rider clothing, trying to get on bikes, trying to do, you know, all types of dumb stuff on the ATVs. And on top of that, he had one of the dopest females, I think, Eve. I feel like if they were out right now, that Rough Rider clique would be probably so, so big. I feel like at that time when they came out with that whole Rough Riders movement, it just was so much competition, so much, you know, like so many people that were teaming up at that time. You had Rockefeller, you had No Limit, you had, who else do you have? Yeah, No Limit, Rockefeller, you had, what's their names? Why can't I think? Dr. Dre and them. You had so many different people. You had Busta Rhymes. You had Fat Joe and Big Pun. You had so many different people, Outkast. And it was just a bunch of people together, you know, really rapping and showing what they can do. And I felt like DMX wasn't the main star. Well, he was the main star on Rough Riders. But at that time, we didn't accept everybody else that was around him until a little later. Like, it took a little time for us to really rock with Eve. It took a lot of time for us to rock with Swiss Beats. It took a lot of time for us to rock with everybody on his clique. But if we look back at it now, his clique was strong. He was strong. And he held his own. So, I think if DMX came out a little later, he would probably be going down as one of the biggest artists of all time. And I think he would have sold so much more records. I think DMX over time progressed and became more of a household name, and people really started to listen because he also had that bad boy appeal that made people standoffish at first. He was and he was fuck your bitch and cussing, and I think a lot of people were scared to really embrace him. So it took time. But one thing he never did, he never folded. And that's one thing I would always remember and always cherish. He never ever bowed down. He never ever changed. And you gotta respect that. You gotta respect a man that does that. A man that says whatever he wants, does whatever he wants, and moves the way he wants to move. You got to respect that. It's hard for us nowadays to move how we want to move or say what we want to say because, you know, people judge you. People, you know, want to throw shots at you. People hold on to what you say and bring it up later. So people actually get very fearful and don't like to express themselves to the fullest or the real side of them because they're scared of what others may think. But DMX didn't care. And so, with that being said, I hope we all take a little bit of DMX into our everyday life and don't care. Don't care what anybody has to say about you. Live your life. Be you. I know it's easier said than done, but try. Try to, you know, walk your own way today. Try to sag your pants your own way today. Try to speak the way you want to speak. Not because you're in a professional setting or not because you're around your moms and your family or you don't want your little sisters or your brothers to hear. Speak how you want to speak. Talk how you want to talk. Do what you want to do and move how you want to move. Let's take a little bit of that into our daily lives today, especially during the pandemic right now. We all are going through it, so we got a lot of times to ourselves and a lot of time to really reflect on the past, the future, and the present. So reflect, think about how you want to be remembered, think about how you want to present yourself in the future, and look at who you are now and know that you can make changes, that you can get better, that today will pass. Feelings and emotions are temporary. Tomorrow, you're going to feel a whole different way. So don't beat yourself up. Don't be too hard on yourself. And enjoy your ride while you're still here. Because tomorrow could be your last day. That's your boy, DMX, right there. He always gets people to bring out that side of them, that lyrical, that lyrical, political, that, you know, that DMX side. And we will miss you, DMX. You will always have a place in my heart. Much respect, and my prayers are out to his family, his friends, his fam, like his immediate family, his daughters, his children. I do know he had a lot of kids, so my hearts are with them. And to all the fans that love him, just know, take this as a learning lesson. Tomorrow's not promised. And do what you came here to do. Do what you want to do while you're here, because time is short. We keep seeing everybody pass one after another. And one thing you want to be remembered by is your legacy, right? What you do while you're here. But one thing you don't want to be remembered by is what you don't do or what you don't say or how you censored yourself or how you held back. You want to be remembered for being yourself. Keep that in mind. So rest in peace to DMX. You will be missed. And this is the In the Hills Podcast. You're here with your boy Sean McGill. Thank y'all for tuning in.